The party has not directed, incited, instigated, facilitated, and encouraged any individual to take over the Kintampo Water Force. So if some individual taking over the Kintampo Force, that is a matter for the police to handle. But personally, I have my own sentiments and comments about if indeed it is true that some MPP activists have taken over the Kintampo Force. Personally, in the sense that on 7th January 2009, my company, Abonya Investment Company, was running the Kintampo Force. The Kintampo NDC leadership organized people to attack my workers. They vandalized some of the offices. They took away some of the items. They brutalized my workers. They sacked them and they took over. Their reason was that their government had come to power. That was in 2009. So honestly speaking, and personally speaking, if one morning I wake up to hear that some MPP activists have also taken over the administration of Kintampo Force, sincerely speaking, I don't think there is anything wrong about that.
But it is interesting you saying that if MPP guys have taken over the place, you don't see anything wrong with it, because we are in the rule of law, we are in a country of a rule of law.
But in 2009, when they vandalized my office, they attacked and brutalized my workers. We're reliving in the jungle, with due respect. We were still under the rule of law. We were still under the 1992 constitution. Those days, did anybody raise any protest?
But as a lawyer, you know better than me that we have to use due process to whatever.
So in 2009, when the NDC adverts and hoodlums and sympathizers illegally took over the place, was there any justification for them to have done that?
Nana, you agree with me that this issue is coming up because of the accident or disaster that occurred. And the question that...
That's a different matter.
Yeah, the question that many people are asking is whether these guys who went to take over the place forcefully, they have the competence to handle the place.
But those who took over from me, NDC activists in 2000, were they competent to run the place? Well, we should not create the impression that as for NDC, they have the license to do whatever they like.
In any case, at the point that the people you claim were NDC members were handling the place, we did not see any unfortunate incident happening.
This is an accident. It's unfortunate. It's regrettable. NPP.